Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging around with us. My website is www.jbsba.com. Dr. Mary Key is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Mary is an old friend of ours and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's a business consultant who works with companies all over the country to help them put their best foot forward. Her company is called Mary Key & Associates. She is one of the folks who helps us understand about the role of leadership, the role of the leaders of any organization as we move into the 21st century and as we understand how change is affecting us. She's the author of The Entrepreneurial Cat, and her newest book is called What Animals Teach Us. Mary Key, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's great to be on the show again, Jim.
It's always a pleasure
to
have
you back.
Nice to
be talking about leadership, too.
Yeah, I'm glad you have that on your mind, because I really think that this is an important thing for small business owners to focus on, because, you know, one of the things that I know that is gravity fed, and you know this too, Mary, is leadership, or the lack or lack of leadership. Either one of those is gravity fed. It rolls downhill, doesn't it?
Well, you know, we have a saying here in Florida, a lot of fishermen here, and it's an organization is like a fish. It rots from the head down. And leadership and the tone we set is so critical. And one of the things that I've noticed in working with thousands of entrepreneurs is the fact that many times the entrepreneurial leader will use their own need to sort of be impulsive and kind of be like kids with attention deficit disorder and call it change. And they really disrupt their organizations many times in the name of change when they don't really understand what change is about.
Right. How do they get over that? How do they solve that problem?
Well, the first question is, you know, change, constant change in our environment's there. That's a given. And being able to adjust to that and hire and train people that can adjust to that is very important. But when you're looking at making an organizational change from the inside out, the first question is change from what to what?
Mm-hmm.
That important question rarely gets answered till sort of the middle of the whole thing.
Right. In other words, you're saying we don't have a clear vision of what we want to change to?
Right.
So what you're saying is there seems to be a motivation to change, primarily probably because we're uncomfortable, we're worried, we're frightened a little bit about the way things are going right now. Either things aren't going well for us, or we're feeling some pressure from some external force, or something's happening. We're unsettled about something, so we know that change has to happen, but we're not addressing it in the right way.
Exactly. And sometimes it's a positive thing. Sometimes it's growth. And the old systems don't work anymore because, you know, we're really playing in a new space, and we're perhaps not meeting customer needs the way we once did because, you know, the wheels are starting to fall off. So there are a lot of different reasons.
Is the first emotion that we feel when change starts to make itself known to us, then the need for change. Do you think the first emotion is fear?
I think the old fight or flight syndrome, which we're wired that way, does come up.
Right.
And so, you know, there's an adrenaline rush, mm-hmm. and it's, okay, am I going to run from this or hide from it or ignore it, mm-hmm. or am I going to take it on? And I think we need to go beyond that basic reaction, which, you know, which has a fear base to it.
Right. All right. Now, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mary.
No. So the question becomes, you know, in your wildest dreams, if everything were going the way you would like it to go, what would your organization look like, having some meaningful conversations about that, and then say, okay, based on, you know, where I'd like to see us go and what I'm hearing the rest of the organization say, if you're a participative leader, then where are we going? And how can we really specifically define that? And then does that match up with what we're really good at?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes change is pie in the sky.
Right.
And so we want to be this visionary leader. We create this great vision, and it's just not our core competency.
Yeah, especially, and that's where the fear comes in, especially when what we're doing isn't working, and we see the thing that is working that seems to be threatening us is something that we don't do so well.
Yes.
And it really strikes at the heart of who we are and what we do, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And, you know, we hear a lot about courage in business. And I think one of the most courageous things any business leader can do is to step back and say, you know, my business needs to go here. I don't have the right skill set for this.
Right.
I better find somebody to compliment me here if that's mm-hmm. where I really want to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, that's what's happening a lot right now in the marketplace. Not only for little companies, but for big companies too, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Because the changes that are happening so rapidly, and because of the increase in technology, the increase in the way people are able to use technology, it's really changing a lot of business models, not just little ones. I mean, there are a lot of big businesses out there that are kind of fearful right now, aren't they?
One of our clients, who is a major telecommunications company that you would immediately recognize, has gone through so many changes because of what's going on in the marketplace. They've downsized. They've had to refocus. They've had to look at avenues of business that are entirely different from what actually they built their foundation on. And that's not dissimilar from what a lot of small businesses are going through because of, you know, a lot of different things, because of the Internet bringing the market space to everyone so mm-hmm. that, you know, any organization, no matter how small and where it's located, is really a global company, whether
right.
they like it or not.
What I say to people, Mary, is that you may not be participating globally, but your competitors are. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend, Mary Key. She's the author of What Animals Teach Us. 20 after. Stay with us.
Earrings lay against your skin so brown. And I want to sleep with you.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Mary Key. Mary, guess what today is?
What? Your anniversary?
It's your anniversary. Well, it's our anniversary, Mary.
Oh.
It's our sixth anniversary.
Ah, 6 years.
Actually, obviously, you know, not today, but right now, within the last week or so, you were on my show for the 6 years ago for the first time.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? I believe that was with talking about entrepreneurship and my book, The Entrepreneurial Cat.
That's exactly right. That's when we first knew you, and you've been a faithful member of our Brain Trust ever since. And on behalf of my audience, we thank you.
Oh, well, I thank you. You just do so much for people in business, and I just really enjoy being on your show and talking with you, Jim. Your perspective is always so helpful. I just think that you bring such a rich product to the airwaves.
Well, we have a good friendship, and I appreciate yours very much. To give us your website, please.
It's Mary Key Associates with an S at the end, .com.
All right. Tell us
what
we'll
find. And if you go on, there is a tool, there's an assessment there that a small business owner can take regarding leadership skills and where someone might need to improve and where some of their strengths are.
Right.
And so You might want to check out
the
website.
They can also find out more about your books, too, can't they, there?
Absolutely.
Yep. Check that out when you get a chance, folks. Mary, we're talking about leadership, and we're talking about how to deal with change as the leaders of our organizations. One of the things that I think that leaders do have an opportunity when change is evident, whether it be through vision or through reaction to something that you're afraid of, that three possible things could happen. Number one, you could do nothing. Number two, you could do something wrong. And number three, you could do it the right way. And so those are your choices, I think.
Right.
And so if you slow down a little bit and say, okay, how can I make sure that I avoid the first two, and I go straight to the last one? Do it right. And that's got to include incorporating the thoughts and the fears and frustrations, perhaps, of our people, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I really think you need to ask yourself a series of questions, and it's not just a quick, let me just answer these, but to have meaningful conversations with people who you've had on board that have helped you build your business, that you respect. And the first question we talked about in the last segment, that's change from what to what.
Mm-hmm.
The second question is, what are we really best at, and how do we keep that as part of our core? The third question is, what's our strategy going to be? What are all those activities that we're going to have to pull together to respond to this change and at the same time be true to this preferred vision we have for the future? So those three questions, I think, are really important. And then the last question that needs to get answered by everybody is, how are we going to execute with excellence? But we can't get to that question unless we ask the other three.
All right. Now, let's go over those again. Change from what to what.
Right.
What are our core competencies?
Yeah, what are we best at?
All right.
And
the third one is?
What's our strategy going to be? What are those activities that we're going to pull together that's going to uniquely set us apart and help us implement this change?
Now, and I like the way you said the fourth one. How we execute with excellence.
Yes. Uh-huh. And that everybody needs to answer that question. But you have to answer the other three, because then what are you executing on?
Right, exactly. Well, the core competencies, to me, that's a really important thing to talk about with your people, because what you think are your core competencies might be just what you've generated in your mind. It might not be what you really are good at, and your people might have a little better pulse on that than you do.
Yeah, I really recommend that you talk to not only your people, but your customers.
For one thing, the changes that are needing to be made in the 21st century can be a little bit complicated, and there's certainly many of them are sophisticated changes. And if you don't have the acceptance and the buy-in by your stakeholders, it's not going to happen, is it?
No, and I think that's a key piece in this whole thing. Leading change is about creating ownership. And how do people take ownership in something?
Right.
You involve them.
Right.
If you can't involve them in the change, then it becomes somebody else's parameters.
And the strategy has to be something that they almost come up with. I mean, maybe you've got a strategy, but you need to make sure that they believe that the strategy is theirs, because they're the ones who are going to have to implement this, aren't they?
Absolutely, and strategy really is made up of very specific activities. And so, let's take an example that we all know: Southwest Airlines. Well, they decided that they were going to be the best at hauling people between secondary cities at a competitive price. This is when they first started,
right.
Competitive price with other transportation like buses,
right.
And using your own car. And, you know, there was a lot of price gouging, and you charge a lot of money to fly from Roanoke, Virginia somewhere, whereas
right.
You're flying from D.C. it wasn't a problem. So the strategy they put together was, let's use the same aircraft.
I got 15 seconds, Mary.
Okay. Well, let's all have fun. Let's not use boarding passes and so forth. So there's a whole series of activities that go into strategy.
And the people is, help them develop that.
Right. What are yours?
Yeah.
What are yours?
That's what you got to come up with. Mary Key, thank you for being here. Good job today. Give us your website one more time.
Mary Key Associates, www.mary.com.
Check that out, folks. You'll like it. Bye, Mary.
Bye-bye. Have a great
anniversary.
Day and happy anniversary to us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.